Good morning. We are talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram as we recap the Prairie du Chien Common Council meeting that happened on Tuesday evening. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
I know first thing you want to talk about was a couple different ordinances that got passed at the council meeting.
Yeah, so those went to Public Works Committee first. And the first ordinance, Lori, was Chapter 7.04. Parent one, and it's under the speed limits. And so I worked with Kyle on this, Chief Tenor, and this got to brought to attention by Vineyard Road, up by the horse park.
Yep.
There's an event there last year and it was pretty crowded and it's posted 45. So they're like, let's see if we can bring that back to 35. And that road will be under construction this coming summer as well. So the council then directed myself to look into that with 35 miles an hour. I then met with Nick Gilbert. Got it right. Usually I say Nate, but no. I met with Nick Gilberts, and we went through that first section of speed limits, the 15s, the 30s, and the 45s with a fine-tooth comb, and we found some additional things that we needed to change, one being they changed the distance of the 30-mile-per-hour zone in front of 3M on the north side of town. Frederick Street is now 30, a portion of Frederick Street. The bypass was not on there north of town. So basically we just cleaned up that entire ordinance, plus adopting the 35 for the Vineyard Road area for the upcoming project.
All right. And I know there was another one, it looks like, dealing with the compost and brush site.
So the brush site, we've been having quite a few order changes with the brush site. So this last one is really not a huge change. It just is going to limit the months of citywide cleanup. So April and I believe October are citywide cleanups. They'll do it on the Monday of that month, but they won't do it on those Saturdays. Attendance is down by about 60% on those weekends. So the city goes around for citywide cleanups and picks up brush anyways for all the residents. So we're picking it up for them. So instead of having staff there on those two Saturdays for those 2 months, we'll just have them there on that Monday morning. Very small change. No change to the compost site. That'll be open the same as always as last year.
And I know there's another item about Dillman Brothers and their lease extension.
Yeah, so the original lease that is in effect had a chance of an option for an extension for 4 more years. And so that option was granted last night. The only change that we asked for was with Barron and Dillman Brothers LLC, if they could provide one slip for a police or a fire boat if needed. So a slip reserved for emergency services at the marina. So like a good example for that would be the jet ski races. They're on the water 2 or 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Instead of loading and unloading the police and fire boats or whatever boats out there, you can leave it in the slip for those overnights and it's in the water for the next day.
So this lease is regarding the marina.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The marina. So the marina lease extension. So that I talked to Barron. Barron said, absolutely, we'll provide it. We'll sign it for you. He goes, do you want a lift for the boat? Do you want? And I said, no, just a spot to park a boat so we don't have to trailer it. So that lease with that amendment was extended last night by the Common Council as well.
And I know there were a few things that went into closed session and then were discussed in open session. I'll let you talk about those too.
Yes, we had a retirement coming up in March, March 3rd. Bob Sadler will be retiring from the city of Prairie du Chien as our mechanic. So the council approved posting of that position, and it should be in the papers next week and on the website here shortly for the city of Prairie du Chien Public Works mechanic. And that other one was a land purchase, and they, in open session, they provided that they allowed for city staff to continue to look into the purchase of this land purchase, and that's really all they provide at this time. We haven't made any offers yet or not close to any finalizing deal, but it's a potential for additional housing again. We keep trying to work on getting more housing. We've done a lot of it in the last 5 years with the apartments over by the Prairie Bluffs Court. I talked to the owner there. They have all been filled except for one. And then, of course, the Cooley Cap Cottages. They're going to be full because they have more applicants than they have space available. Plus the Brunson Court duplexes are all now filled too. So we're continuing to try to put housing and get people here to Prairie du Chien.
And I know you wanted to end with just kind of a recap of your city administrator's report.
Yeah, you know, it's the 50th year of the anniversary of the telethon.
Yes,
and
big year for the telethon.
I gave Dave a proclamation to read last night. He read it. Unfortunately, because of the telethon, the cameras were shut off, so no one was able to watch the council meeting because they changed the switch in the main office. at some IT stuff that Mark Ehler told me about, that it was going out, the feed was going towards to the high school to get ready for the telethon. So I told Dave that he now, as a host of the telethon, has to read his proclamation the night of the telethon. So the public that didn't see it last night can see it on Saturday during the telethon.
Definitely. And of course, the telethon coming up next weekend?
This weekend.
It is this weekend, isn't it? Already. So always a fun event here in Prairie du Chien. And I know you, your involvement with the Eagles Club, you're very, very busy with that.
Yes.
So. Again, that wraps up kind of most of the things covered at the city council meeting. The next council meeting will be Tuesday, February 4th. So we'll see you after that. Anything else you want to add, Chad?
That's it for today.
All right. Well, we will see you in February talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting here in Prairie du Chien.